Now the people became like those who complain of adversity in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord heard them, and his anger was kindled, and the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some at the outskirts of the camp. The people then cried out to Moses, and Moses prayed to the Lord, and fire died out. So that place was named Taberah, because the fire of the Lord burned among them. Now the rabble who were among them had greedy cravings, and the sons of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we used to eat for free in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our appetite is gone. There is nothing at all to look at except this manna. Night, the manna would come down with it. Now Moses heard the people weeping throughout their families, each one at the entrance of his tent. And the anger of the Lord became very hot, and Moses was displeased. So Moses said,
said to Moses, gather for me 70 men from the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and their officers, and bring them to the tent of meeting, and have them take their stand there with you. Then I will come down and speak with you there, and I will take away some of the spirit who is upon you and put him upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, so that you will not bear it by yourself. And you shall say to the people, consecrate yourselves for tomorrow, and you shall eat meat, for you have wept in the ears of the Lord, saying, oh, that someone would give us meat to eat. For we were well off in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you meat, and you shall eat. You shall eat not one day, nor 2 days, nor 5 days, nor 10 days, nor 20 days, but for a whole month, until it comes out of your nose and makes you nauseated, because you have rejected the Lord who is among you, and have wept before him, saying, why did we ever leave Egypt? But Moses said, the people among whom I am included are 600,000 on foot. Yet you have said, I will give them meat so that they may eat for a whole month. Then the Lord said to Moses, is the Lord's power too little? Now you shall see whether my word will come true for you or not.
So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord. He also gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and positioned them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him. And he took away some of the Spirit who was upon him and placed him upon the 70 elders. And when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, yet they did not do it again. But two men had remained in the camp. The name of the one was Eldad, and the name of the other Medad. And the Spirit rested upon them.
Among those who had been registered, but had not gone out to the tent,
and they prophesied in the camp. So a young man ran and informed Moses, and said, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. Then Joshua, the son of Nun, the personal servant of Moses from his youth, responded and said, my Lord Moses, restrain them. But Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake? If only all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. Then Moses returned to the camp, both he and the elders. Day's journey on the other side, all around the camp, and about 2 cubits deep on the surface of the ground. And the people spent all that day, all night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quail.
The one who gathered the least gathered 10 homes.
names and spread them out for themselves all around the camp. While the meat was still between their teeth before it was chewed, the anger of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord struck the people with a very severe plague. So that place was named Kibroth Hattaavah, because there they buried